welcome to LID Radio Podcast. Now today we're talking to Andrew Kinder. He is co-author of Positive Mental Health and Positive Male Mind. He's also the head of mental health services at Optima Health. And today we're talking to him about alcohol consumption. This is off the back of some latest research and trends. So Sky News found that there was a 67% increase in alcohol sales before lockdown was imposed, as many people were preparing for drinking at home rather than at the pubs. Also, a poll of workers by charity Drinkaware found that 36% of furloughed workers have increased their alcohol consumption since the UK went into lockdown, and that's compared to a nationwide average of about 24%. So it's clear to see that drinking is on the rise, and we are talking to Andrew about how to maintain your alcohol consumption so that is keeping you happy and healthy and not damaging on your mental health and well-being. Over to Andrew.
Hi, my name is Andrew Kinder. I'm a cancer psychologist and I'm a co-author of a book along with Dr. Sean Davis called Positive Mental Health, Overcoming Mental Health Problems. And I'm here today to talk to you a bit about alcohol. It's concerning to note that around about a quarter of adults in England and Scotland regularly drink over the Chief Medical Officer's guidelines, and that increases the long-term risks of getting ill. And it's easy for drinking habits to impact our mental health. And whilst alcohol can have a temporary positive impact on our mood and maybe perceived levels of happiness, it can have a hugely negative impact on our mental health. And that's particularly when we consider the long term. And actually, alcohol use and misuse is linked to a wide range of mental conditions such as depression or insomnia and anxiety and even, unfortunately, suicide rates. Ultimately, when we think about alcohol, it's a depressant. It changes the chemical balance of the brain. And the more we drink, the more damage we can do, and particularly when we drink heavily. In fact, people who experience anxiety or depression are more likely to be heavy or what is known as problem drinkers. And alongside these feelings of depression, alcohol can affect our memory. It can cause relationship breakdown or sort of feed the whole thing of arguments that and poor behaviour that contribute to relationship breakdown. It can certainly impact our sleep. And whilst some people claim to sleep better when they've had a drink or two, alcohol actually, in truth, disrupts the regular sleep cycle. So we feel tired and irritable and dehydrated the following days, and we often crave unhealthy foods. So in terms of positive steps to take when alcohol is affecting our mental health, so we need to consider, are we drinking more to manage stress or to manage the COVID-19 situation? Maybe try something different, such as going for a walk or taking exercise to reduce the stress levels. And if you're drinking to mask a specific problem, consider trying to talk with a friend, maybe a trusted colleague at work, a counsellor or healthcare professional. The other thing is be more mindful as a drinker. Take longer to take a sip. Is it a habit to drink so quickly? So maybe take a record of how much you're drinking a day and a week. And actually the results will show if you have a problem. Also review if you're drinking every day. And if you are, ask the question, well, why are you doing that? So definitely a good piece of advice is incorporate at least 2 to 3 alcohol-free days into your schedule. So that will help you become less addicted and will demonstrate that you can have a good time when you're not drinking.
Do keep an eye on our social media at LID Publishing, where we'll be sharing other expert inside knowledge, such as Andrew Kinder's. So for now, take care, and we'll see you next time on LID Radio Podcast.